Chuck, can you talk a little bit about the Beth trial?
I'm one of the yeses there, too. And I guess the NSABP, by participating in Beth and choosing TCH as our standard arm, is answering yes. The reason I lean for the optimal is the efficacy data looks impossible to really differentiate at this point. The line is slightly higher with the anthracycline, but statistically the confidence intervals overlap tremendously, and it is less toxic for the serious toxicity. So far there is less cardiotoxicity, clearly, and possibly leukemia. So to me, that's where I come at in terms of that term optimal, assuming you're sort of saying what's right for the big bulk average kind of patient with HER2 positive breast cancer. But that does not mean that, I mean, what I find, I talk to patients off protocol with this trial. I mean, I explain both. And I find that patients generally opt out when they hear one that seems to be less risk for their heart. So far, I have them say, well, I'll go to the TCH route. Now, maybe I'm biasing my presentation, but I mean, I give them the stuff, and that safety factor seems to be swaying my patients right now with my presentation of the data.